This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Think for a second about walking into your favorite store. Visualize the lighting, the background music, and the color on the walls. What you might not notice, consciously at least, is the smell of the place. But you can bet for the people who run those stores, the ones who are thinking about branding and how to get you to spend more time and money there, scent is pretty important. Andy Kindfuller is the CEO of Scent Air. That is a company that works with different brands to come up with those signature scents for their spaces. And yes, it is indeed a real business. Andy, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Cinnabon, I get. Toll House cookies, I get. Even the Cheesecake Factory, even though they serve much more than cheesecake, I get all that. But talk to me for a second about, I don't know, Abercrombie & Fitch, Nordstrom.
Well, they're wonderful retail brands we're working with. Let's talk about Hugo Boss, because Hugo Boss...
High-end clothing, right?
High-end clothing, and what CEOs and CMOs of those type of high-end or mass-market retailers realize is that if they don't connect and make it a comfortable, welcoming place to shop and to spend their money, consumers will go somewhere else. So we work with those type of brand owners to create a scent that matches the brand attributes of those brands and makes consumers happy to be in there spending their money.
All right, tell me how you make a smell that matches the brand attributes of Hugo Boss.
Well, we work almost like an advertising agency. And what you need to do is you understand, you actually often get their brand book and you work with their marketing team. And then we have a very large fragrance development team that actually matches those attributes.
Oh, you have to walk me through that. A fragrance development team matching brand attributes? How does that work? Do you guys sit in a room with a big whiteboard and spitball it?
Yes, we actually do. And I'll tell you, at some point, if you're ready, we've done that with Marketplace.
Well,
with
now you're
brand.
Stealing my thunder. I was going to roll that out in a minute. But all right, let's do that. So our producers got a hold of you as we were setting up this interview and said, listen, let's get some brand things going here. So I guess I filled out a questionnaire. Some other people filled out a questionnaire about what we think Marketplace is like and how we want to be perceived. And you put together a very nicely branded, I must say, little packet for us. And we have Scent Air fragrance selections right here. I'm opening it up, as you can hear.
Great.
And we have, look at all those.
First, I want to ask you, Kai, what do you think are the brand attributes of Marketplace? When you think of your listeners, if you were to have a retail space, what are some of the things, the terms that would come to mind of your listeners?
Okay, so we are welcoming, we are accessible, we can be fun and funny at the same time, we are deeply informative, we are relevant, and we are engaged and engaging. Listen to me talk. How about that?
Nice. And this is the exciting thing about working with brands, is that your definition matched what a lot of folks said.
Oh,
engaged,
good.
Trusted, stimulated, energized, happy, and then a little bit edgy. What's nice about Marketplace is you're not just your old grandfather's news. And so what we've done is created two scents.
Okay.
And if you can smell Marketplace one, and I apologize to all your listeners that we can't this wonderful experience right now.
So I should tell folks what we have here. I have a small cardboard box. It's thin and wide, and it's foam packed, and it's got 8 of these tiny vials in them, we should say. And it's got those paper tester things you do with perfumes
the blotters.
In stores. Blotters is what they're called. All right. So I'm opening Marketplace 1. It is a yellowish, straw-ish colored liquid, if that makes any difference. And here we go. I'm dipping the blotter now. So I dip it in, and what do? Wave it around?
You want to gently wave it in front of your nose. In the real world, we have systems, proprietary systems, that go from very small point of purchase up to stadiums. We do the Dallas Cowboy Stadium, the St. Louis Rams.
Seriously? What does Dallas Cowboy Stadium smell like other than, I don't know, sweat and cheerleaders?
And victory.
Okay.
I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I don't know about that. But it smells good, and we want to, when we work with our customers, you want to create an environment where people stay.
All right. I have dipped into Marketplace 1. I'm wafting it around gently in front of my nose. Crisp, I will say.
Perfect.
All right. What else? You have the specs there in front of you. Tell me what I'm smelling.
So this is a nuanced scent that has a bunch of different ingredients, including crisp white tea, hints of green tea, and fig. We felt that it matched the bright, vibrant blend of what is the Marketplace brand.
Yep. I'll give you all that. It may be a tad too floral for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but that's all right.
Yes. And so here's the challenge, because some of the floral creates the invigorating, fun notes that you're looking for.
Yep.
We think Marketplace 2 might actually match your brand even better.
Marketplace
so Marketplace 2 has black tea, seagrass, cypress, amber. It's a little more, a little bit heavier.
Ooh, it's a little muskier, a little duskier this one is, yes.
Exactly. It's warmer. It's richer. You might detect a soft citrus note there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the perfumers that we use up to 10,000 different ingredients. And what's amazing is they can identify those 10,000 just by smell.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will often create a fragrance that can have several hundred different notes.
How, I guess, do you know that you've got it right? Do you have somebody, do you have the CEO of Hugo Boss sitting there saying, yes, this is it, no, it isn't it?
Absolutely. The best way we can tell we're being successful is when the scent is not being delivered and people miss it. They say, I feel like there's something not in the store. And there's lots of studies, by the way, lots of scientific research. People stay longer in a store that's scented. They feel more comfortable and more connected with the brand.
Do you do other spaces, I guess, right? I can think of like apartment buildings or hotels. You must do that as well, not just retail.
Absolutely. Or medical, health, dental clinics.
Really?
Lots of research.
Well,
people. Oh, sure. Well, think about it. If you're going in for testing and your heart rate is rised and you're feeling nervous, if you are coming into a warm and welcoming environment, you're going to feel better about that appointment.
Do you have a favorite smell besides like chocolate chip cookies in your mom's kitchen?
I just love the sense of smell, and so I don't have a particular favor. It's like a mother. They're all my children.
Yeah, there you go. Andy Kindfuller, he is the CEO of Scent Air Technologies. They were kind enough to give us a scent identity, which somehow we're going to have to figure out a way to share with you guys out there. Andy, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell you what, we did our best to give you an idea of what those marketplace scents smell like at our website. And while you are online, take a minute to tell us what you think Marketplace smells like. And get us on Twitter, @Marketplace, also on Facebook. You can get me, if you don't get too personal, @Kai Rizdahl.